You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Plenty of talking chatter around the Broncos as the new league year is set to begin next week. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me right here on Mason's Mailbag. And let's not waste another moment. Let's get to the questions. And the first one is from John Rios, who asks, if by chance we should lose Brock and Malik, where do you think we should turn, draft, free agency, or within the current roster? We'll start with Malik Jackson. Now, if the Broncos lose him, yeah, I would expect them to test the market and see what's out there. But there's a couple of factors in play. Number one, you do have some capable guys on the defensive line. I think if Malik Jackson leaves, you'd see a lot more Vance Walker. You may see Sylvester Williams working more in those sub-packages when the Broncos have two defensive linemen. And then you have Kenny Anikki, who has battled injuries the last couple of years, but when he's been healthy in practice and even in the preseason as well, has succeeded as an interior pass rusher. He made that transition from defensive end in the 4-3 to three technique defensive end in the 3-4 last summer, put on some pounds, and key was that he didn't lose any quickness or speed, so he became quite a weapon as an interior pass rusher. The question for him is, can he stay healthy? If he can, I think he can be a huge part if the Broncos have to replace Malik Jackson. Now you move on to Brock Osweiler. If he doesn't come back, well, Trevor Siemian's going to be in the mix. They like his progress, even though he needs to get more experience. But certainly if they lose Brock Osweiler, I think you're taking a hard look at what's on the market. You're even looking at some trade possibilities. Of course, you've heard names like Colin Kaepernick and Robert Griffin III that have been bandied about by people speculating about quarterbacks that might be available. And then you have to look at the draft as well. If the Broncos do lose Brock Osweiler, I will be stunned if they don't end up taking a quarterback in this year's draft, maybe even as high as the first-round pick. And maybe to get that quarterback, you know, Paxton Lynch seems like a guy who could slide in the 20s. Maybe to get him, you've got to move up a few picks. If they lose Brock Osweiler, I think you're talking about a veteran. I think you're talking about a draft pick. And then you're talking about Trevor Siemian competing for that job. But, boy, if they can't get Brock Osweiler back, it's going to be interesting to see what they can do. And certainly it's a big, big hole at the most important position on the field. Our next question is off Twitter from @HaleysDaddy0304. Should Denver consider a trade of Aqib Talib and slide Bradley Roby into his spot? It would create some cap space. It would create some cap space, but it would also create a big, big problem. Now, that said, I don't think you ever dismiss the notion of any kind of trade or any kind of move. Hey, if there's another team that's willing to offer you far more than market value for a player, offers you a great deal that you can't turn down, you're going to listen. That's the nature of this business. But it's counterproductive for the Broncos to even consider trading Aqib Talib, in my opinion, because in this game today, a defense is playing most of its snaps with three cornerbacks. It's in nickel against teams that are using the slot. So in effect, you have to have three good starting caliber cornerbacks. And with Chris Harris Jr., Aqib Talib, Bradley Roby, the Broncos have that. And with Roby, they have a guy that you can slide in for Harris or Talib from time to time in the base defense and give those guys some rest. If you trade Aqib Talib, you'd be down to two good cornerbacks, and then you'd be hoping that Kayvon Webster developed, hoping that Lorenzo Doss or Torian Nixon developed, and you would need them to play extensively. And certainly that would, you know, that would be a domino effect. If you lost Chris Harris Jr., all of a sudden you'd really be struggling for experience at cornerback. So really, you know, I've been asked about the notion of trading Aqib Talib before. I don't see it as viable. You need those three cornerbacks to be where you want defensively. They can handle man coverage. They can free the safeties and the linebackers up to do so much more and have fewer coverage responsibilities. Having those three cornerbacks is a significant part of the equation of this defense and making it work. I don't think it's a good idea to trade any of them. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver and use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.